Test 76, Section 3, Question 19. Here we're looking for what must be true, what's 100% proven by the passage. And we get these pieces of information. So they've discovered the oldest fragments that have yet been identified, these microdiamonds. They're only 50 microns and 4.2 billion years ago, so they're really tiny, long time ago. This discovery sheds light on how long it took for Earth's crust to form, since this date is only 300 million years after the formation of the Earth itself. So basically what we have is we've got these little micro diamonds, and they're the oldest fragments of the Earth's crust, 4.2 billion years ago, and that's only 300 million years after the formation of the Earth. And so it's shedding light on how long it took for the crust to form. So with this, I don't really see exactly where they're headed, so let's just see what they give us. This is one where I'm going to have to say, do we have proof of that? But again, we're looking for what's 100% certain. The Earth's crust took no longer than 300 million years to start to form. That sure sounds pretty good, because it's saying it sheds light on how long it took for the crust to form, since it's only 300 million years after, and if they are the oldest fragments of the Earth's early crust, then yeah, that seems pretty good. Now we look at the others. The Earth's crust was first formed in the area that's now Western Australia. Well, all we know is they're working in Western Australia and discovered those, but we don't know that that's necessarily where those originated, that was the first part of the crust. The Earth's crust took billions of years to form, so we actually have evidence against that. It looks like it might have only taken about 300 million. Microdiamonds were the first components of the Earth's crust to form. So we don't have to assume, or we don't know for sure that they were the first components, just that they are the oldest fragments that have yet been identified. But we don't know that necessarily they were the first. And then all naturally occurring microdiamonds were formed at the time that the crust was formed. Well, we don't know anything about all naturally occurring microdiamonds. And so, therefore, answer choice A is the one that we do have perfect proof for. And so that's going to be our correct answer in this case.